I think it's common when saying Al HaNisim and referring to the Melchoma of the Chashmonaim with Yavon, we look at it as a blitzkrieg, as a Melchoma that took a day or two. But really there's no clear proof as to how long the Melchoma took. Golos Yavon was 180 years, but how long the Melchoma took is really not clear. It probably took months and maybe even years. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perkuf Gimel. Baruch Hashem Alochav Kiboye Koyach. You should bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malochim, the Kiboye Koyach, should be Mavarach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says, who are these Giboyim? Who are these Malochim? Elu Shomrei Shmita. And the Medrash explains, a person does a mitzvah, it takes a day, takes a week, a month. It's possible to be omid the whole time in his soyan. But a person who has a mitzvah to do day in and day out for a complete year, like Shmita, that takes a real gevura. A person sees his field laying barren and he can't plant, he can't produce. And he watches it for a complete year. That takes gevura, that takes a special inner strength to be Oyim Ben Nisoyen. There's something unique about this type of a Nisoyen where a person has day in and day out, week in, week out, a month, a constant Melchemes HaYetzer. And that takes a special inner gevura to be Mezgaber. There's a very interesting Medrash in Parshas Vayeshev. The Medrash says, Boneha shel Rochel. Yosef HaTzadik was the son of Rochel. Mordechai HaYehudi in Shushan HaBiro was an enikel of Rochel Imenu. And they both had similar nisyonos. And they were oimed b'nisoyin in a similar way. And the schar that they received for being oimed b'nisoyin was also identical. The pasuk says by Yosef HaTzadik with Eishes Potifar, Vayihi kedabra el Yosef yoim yoim. That yoim yoim, she tried to be machshel him in an aveir. We know that was 10 years, day in, day out for 10 years, and Yosef was mezgaber. Similarly, Mordechai Yehudi had in his soyin, Vayihi ka'omra lov yoim yoim. The same type of nesoyim of yoim yoim, according to most shitas, it was about 5 years that Mordechai had to put up with this nesoyim from the time Haman was oyel l'gedula until the story of Purim. And the schar that they both received, here it says vayosu hamelech vayosu paro estabatoi. In the Megillah it says vayosu hamelech estabatoi. Here he gave it to Yosef, here he gave it to Mordechai. They both were in this type of nesoyin, in this unique of nesoyin of having something persistent, a persistent nesoyin. But what's interesting to note in the Medrash, that the Medrash says, Boneha shel Rochel. Rochel's descendants had this type of a gvura. It shows us that the koyach that they had to be oimed ben Yisoyin, they got from Rochel. Rochel was also oimed in this type of an Yisoyin that lasted for a long time. What was Rochel's Yisoyin? The Mesiras HaSimonim Teleya. The Mesiras HaSimonim Teleya, the whole story took one day, on the day when Lavan was supposed to give Rochel to Yaakov, he changed his mind and he decided he's going to give Leah. Rochel found out about it, and quickly she made the simonim with Yaakov. Then she changed her mind and she gave the simonim to Leah. So why is it that Rochel was, where do we see that Rochel was Oymed ben Nisoyin, the type of Nisoyin which is Yoim Yoim? And the pshat is because Rochel had a second part of this Nisoyin. to live day in and day out, never to confront Leah with the fact that she gave her the simonim. That was a gevura, an inner strength that had to be pulled together by Rachel, not to say anything to Leah. She had this gevura, and that's what she gave to her children, to Yosef HaTzadik and to Mordechai Yehudi. The Chashmonaim, inasmuch as the Mechoma with Yavon was probably months, possibly years, to muster up all that emun and bitachon, day in and day out, to know that when one is moisen nefesh for the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give that hatzlocha, that emun, that bitachon was a constant nisoyin. The lesson that we should learn on Chanukah, you know, it's also a lesson to be learned from these pashas that we read in these weeks in Kriyas HaTorah, that there's a special koyach that didn't have to enable themselves to confront a nisoyin, a daily nisoyin, when it's day in, day out, day in, day out. Klal Yisrael, some say we just went through Corona, some say we are still going through Corona, even those who say that it's behind us, but the nisyonos to rebuild ourselves again are many, and it takes long months. Halavai shouldn't be longer than that. To be only in all the nisyonos of hard times, to hold our madrege, in our level in ruchnius, in Talmud Torah, in Kiyum HaMitzvos, in everything that a yid needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, we should be able to learn from the Gevura of the Chashmonaim and from the Gevura that Bnei Rachel learned from Rachel, this koyach, to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is constantly testing us and he's constantly waiting for us to be mezgabra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that from Chanukah and from these pashas in the Torah, we should learn this Gevura and to be oimid b'nisyonos now and always.